Medea was the infamous princess of the kingdom of Colchis. She was daughter to King Aeetes, keeper of the golden fleece. Jason led his best men to help find the legendary fleece. Additional traps were set in that hampered capture of the fleece. But Medea lusted after Jason and hurried to undo her father. She killed the serpent guarding the fleeces and murdered her brother, hurling his dismembered corpse into the sea. Aeetes pursued Medea and Jason, gathering up his son's remains. After the Argo returned to Iolcus, Jason was aghast to learn of his father's passing. His uncle Pelias was now in office, blocking Jason's right to the throne of Iolcus. Medea promised the daughters of Pelias that her sorcery would restore his usefulness. They should have looked as Medea cooked up her revenge. Meanwhile, Jason grew fruitful to the futile exclusion, and so would a new bride. A tearful Medea feared she was no longer a peer in Jason's plans. Jason did not care that Medea would not be spared punishment. Cruel Medea was sure to find a cure and lure Jason into her plot. Medea severed her base plans as her children played safely. Coiled with rage, her anger boiled as she poisoned her rival. The poisoned crown about Glaucus' head made her shout aloud. The sight of Jason's wife as she cried out in her plea was terrifying. Goodbye, Jason loving. Medea strove to oppose his betrayal. Medea was a destroyer. Jason had seared her children, but his betrayal fired her revenge. In the final hours, Medea cowered at the sore turn of fate. There was no fairer pair of boys than her sons, for whom she cared. Her heart beat slower as Medea lowered the dagger. How homeless Medea hated the betrayal by her husband Jason. Her thoughtless thirst for revenge threatened her children's life. Sailing and searching for the fleece was exciting but exhausting. Love and lust are the linchpins of legendary tales. Rarely do mothers wreak such bloody revenge upon her former river. It is not what you think. It is not the first time. You wasted yourself. I have seen it often. The way you will let your tongue run away with you when a low profile, meek words, acceptance of status quo could have been the way to keep your home. Your words don't worry me, Medea. Sticks and stones, they are straw and shaft, the worst of your course. Call me evil, vile, things that creeps, I don't care. But Creon is the king. You rant to him. Are you crazy? Count yourself lucky. Excels all the punishment so far proposed. You make it hard for me. I have always done my best to calm him down. Persuaded him you should stay. I could have crept back to you in secret, would have, but you cannot keep it zipped. You will talk treason, court your own punishment. I was born in Egypt at a time English teaching was not the top priority for our government. My practice of English was limited to medical books during my medical school years period. The main basic teaching was not available during my time. So literally I start talking English after I immigrate to the United States in 1981. Quickly, I melted into the American culture and I did my best to be to speak better English. I had a lot of good American friends with whom I watch movies. I enjoyed traveling in United States of America. And I also enjoyed seeing different parts and cultures. Finally, I kept my hobby of playing chess, which I learned in my childhood, and I practiced that with my son.